This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders and landmarks lit up in the colors of Ukraine's national flag as people across the globe commemorate the grim year for the country following Moscow's full-scale invasion of its neighbor. The Empire State Building, the Eiffel Tower, and Sydney Opera House gleamed in yellow and blue for Friday's anniversary, the outbreak of Europe's biggest conflict since World War II. The war has affected economies worldwide, bringing shortages of energy, grain, and fertilizer, and the date drew people to peace rallies and other events in the Middle East, Asia, and Latin America, as well as Europe. The Biden administration announced a new $2 billion aid package to Ukraine. In an exclusive interview with ABC World News Tonight anchor David Muir, President Joe Biden responds to whether he will eventually send F-16 fighter jets.
We're sending him what our seasoned military thinks he needs now. He needs tanks, he needs artillery, he needs air defense, including another HIMARS. There's things he needs now that we're sending him to put him in a position to be able to make gains this spring and this summer going into the fall.
Speaking at a Pentagon news briefing, Defense Department spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says it's unclear if China has shipped arms to Russia for the Ukraine war.
I don't have any specific intelligence to share. I know, for example, that Secretary Blinken and the NSC Strategic Communication Director have talked to this and indicated that there is indications that China is considering to the possibility of providing lethal aid. But again, to this point, we have not seen them do that.
This also comes as new sanctions were introduced by the U.S. Treasury that hit Russian firms, banks, manufacturers, and individuals taking aim at entities that helped Russia evade earlier rounds. This is VOA News. A Chinese diplomat accused a U.S. consul general in Hong Kong of interfering in its affairs after he said the city's freedoms were eroding and warned the American not to cross political red lines. The consul general, Gregory May, gave a video address last month in which he expressed concerns over diminished freedoms in Hong Kong and said its reputation as a business center depended on the rule of law. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs office in Hong Kong on Friday said its commissioner, Liu Guang, met with the May recently to express objections to his inappropriate words and deeds, as it's described. Hong Kong is among a raft of issues that have sent ties between Beijing and Washington to their lowest level in years. El Salvador's government moved 2,000 suspected gang members to a newly opened mega prison Friday. It's the latest step in a crackdown on crime that has caused the nation's prison population to soar. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
On Friday, around 2,000 accused gang members were moved to the 40,000-person capacity prison, considered to be the largest in the Americas. President Nayib Bukele wrote on Twitter, this will be their new home where they won't be able to do any more harm to the population. Bukele asked his allies in El Salvador's Congress last year to pass a state of exception after a dramatic spike in murders attributed to violent gangs. Since then, more than 64,000 suspects have been arrested. Arrests can be made without a warrant. Private communications are accessible by the government, and detainees no longer.
That's VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. Netflix is cutting prices in some markets to lure more subscribers. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The price cuts are the latest twist in the video streaming service's efforts to keep its recently revived subscriber growth rolling amidst stiffer competition and inflation pressures that are pushing more households to curb discretionary spending. The lower prices that began to roll out earlier this week affect more than 30 of the roughly 190 countries where Netflix streaming service is available. The areas getting lower prices include Middle East markets, European countries such as Croatia, Slovenia, and Bulgaria, and sub-Saharan African markets. Netflix is not changing its prices in any of the largest markets, including the U.S. I'm Norman Hall.
Heavy snow and rain has pounded the state of California in the U.S. and other parts of the West. On Friday, in the nation's latest winter storm, while tens of thousands of people in Michigan suffered in freezing temperatures days after one of the worst ice storms in decades caused widespread power outages. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.